Rudy Ruiz is a comedian from Aurora. He says he misses being on stage.
Now that we're not allowed into comedy clubs or open mic or even writing groups, it's like a withdrawal.
He says making people laugh is like a superpower and the pandemic is the enemy.
It's like kryptonite right now. It's like, you know, we can't do anything and, you know, a lot of us are going crazy.
He says he knows some comics have tried to do virtual comedy shows, but he doesn't understand that concept.
We need the audience. You know, we have that immediate response, like the joke did well.
Kimberly Marion is also from Aurora. She started doing stand-up 9 years ago. She was a teacher prior to that. She says nothing will take the place of live stand-up, but she says she can still be creative through social media.
Actually, I'm working on a cartoon currently to do some comedy. I do Instagram posts, just funny, a little levity just so that people can laugh at something during this time.
Marion says she has a podcast called the Happy Corner Podcast that she continues to do as well. Shane Batchelor lives in DeKalb. He moved there from Atlanta a few years ago. He's done comedy for about 7 years. He says he's doing a lot of writing during this time. He says the way people are acting during this pandemic has become a source for his material.
You'll see somebody, they'll have a mask on at Walmart and then take the mask off to scratch their face or to rub their eyeball.
Batchelor speaks about other things he's observed while shopping.
There'll be a whole group of like 10 people all in one big ball walking around Walmart.
Like it has for so many, the pandemic has affected their livelihood. Three of the comedians have other sources of income, but one of them relies solely on comedy. Marcos Lora of Rockford says he's done comedy for about 13 years. He's out of work because of the pandemic, and because he is a gig worker, he hasn't received unemployment yet.
Although the federal government was able to agree, and the president and Senate and Congress were all able to agree on passing the CARES Act, Illinois has not yet figured out how exactly they're going to be dispersing that money to unemployed gig workers.
He says he's not writing a lot of comedy right now, but he is writing poetry. He offers to read an example.
Here's the part that I was particularly proud of because of the wordplay and complexity in the rhyme scheme. The truth is mathematical. I'm an irrational variable. Roots rising, Tolteca cannibal. I'm the parabola of this parable.
Comedians are also leaning on each other during this time. Miriam says they are doing this digitally.
I am zoomed out. I've been a part of so many Zoom conversations or Snapchat conversations or, you know, video calls through Facebook.
Batchelor and Ruiz say they also keep in close contact with their fellow comics. The comedians want to extend that encouragement to everyone. Ruiz says, despite the pandemic, people should continue to laugh.
Find the funny out there. It's somewhere out there, even though we're going through this. Don't lose a sense of humor.
And Shane Batchelor says, don't let the negative bring you down. Find the affirmative. He says, for him, it's comedy. That's what keeps him going.
I got a day job, but the day job's just to pay the bills. Making people laugh is what makes me want to live.
And he and the others look forward to the day they can do that with a live audience. Face to face. I'm Yvonne Booz.